how to stand out in a crowd, there have been a few social experiments regarding perception, like the famous one where a world-class violinist played in the subway all day. Nobody recognized him. He only got a few dollars in his tip hat. On the other hand, a college student and his buddies did a similar experiment. They went to a local mall but pretended the guy was famous. He had a couple of cameras following him around. He had somebody posing as a press agent and somebody posing as a manager, all to promote an idea about this guy, that he was really famous. And guess what? After an hour or so, he had a huge crowd of people following him, acting like he really was famous. Two different extremes. One, a truly gifted and famous person that nobody noticed because he was way out of character. Another guy that really was a regular guy, but pretending to be famous. What's the moral of the story? When people see you, particularly for the first time, they don't spend a lot of brain power trying to figure out. We humans don't spend any brain power unless we are forced to. There's a famous video of a bunch of guys playing basketball when a gorilla walks by. The video starts off by asking something like, how many times do they dribble or how many times do they pass the ball? At the end, they ask the answer to the original question, but then they ask, did you see the gorilla? And the common response is, gorilla? What the F? But they rewatch it and sure enough, there's a gorilla walking by in the background. We humans are really, really lazy in our thinking. So unless you are outstandingly gorgeous or a world-famous A-list actor, nobody is going to notice you. We all love to believe we are so special inside that our inner specialness will radiate a kind of irresistible attraction, but it won't. Unless you do the work of getting noticed, nobody is going to notice you. But as these experiments show, it's pretty easy. If you deliberately want to project charisma, fame, and magnetism, you can. If you want to hide on the wall hoping nobody notices you, you can. And you can do this in very deliberate ways, particularly how you communicate. You can practice with very specific techniques all in the privacy of your home or your car until they feel normal. Then you can unleash them on the world and be perceived as a party hero. And once social proof takes over, like the dude at the mall, you're essentially on autopilot. To learn more, visit mindpersuasion.com/live-training.